Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. That long, huh? Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. Here's what everything hinges on. Here's the whole crux of the matter. We don't know what we're doing. That's it. That's what you got to know. We're clueless. It's awesome. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. I think that's the best part. It is what it is. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up. Watch this. Into one serving of lobster bisque, crispy sweetbread in a wild mushroom ragu with grilled shrimp and scallops and grapefruit juice, topped off with spicy crab cakes and barbecue frog legs on fresh mozzarella bread. Viva la France! Wowzer Bowser! So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Proof that I'm losing it day by day. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use but probably won't. Why not? Well, sometimes we're slow. We just don't do what we're told. We just like, I don't know. And sometimes you eat really good food and then you feel slow. Like that one. Humor that will force you to think, why is that funny? And why does that guy have a radio show? And what are they doing over there? The answer to all those things is, who knows? Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, tell me if this is not the best life question. Is it prophetic that we take our tax returns, seal them in an envelope, put them in a little box, and then put up the little red flag? Doesn't that tell you what you want to know? Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
All amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
That guy sounds like a Muppet. Anyway, or Gomer Pyle, one of the two. We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thing. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back and we're having fun.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You'd like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Sweet little Sheila, you know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Cheeks are rosy, she looks a little...
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. All right, a couple things to tell you. One, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Okay, quick check of the weather. Hey, it's cloudy, isn't it? Is it me? It's kind of cloudy out there. That's what I'm thinking. Cloudy and cloudy. And then traffic. It's moving along a little better right now. It looked like it was going slower earlier. It looks like it's moving a little along. So cloudy and doing a little better. That's what you got to know. This segment brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control and our very own Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the Termite Lady. Dun, 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 dun. Her own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms in due part to chemicals in the house. So when she got involved in the business, she said, no way, we're not doing it that way. So E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. $100 off any termite work when you call this month. And please keep in mind, if you call 800-332-BUGS, that's 800-332-BUGS, you're getting the best that you can get. The best service you can get. You can also visit ecolatermite.com, E-C-O-L-A, ecolatermite.com. Keep in mind that they don't just do termites. It's E. coli termite and pest control. I want to make sure you understand that. Again, 800-332-BUGS. Do not forget also, our very own Sue Freeze has her own show here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Inspirational material, always good. And so we just always give a big shout out to Sue, say, hey, hey, Sue, hey. That's what we do. Okay. Let's see, where do we want to go, Robo Producer? Are you feeling kind of tired because you had that food?
I'm sorry, David. Did you say something?
I can tell where this is going.
All I heard you say was barbecue, 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 pork, beans.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the interview we had. It was quite the interview with Colleen Comfort. That was amazing.
The two words of the day are perfect and barbecue.
Perfect and barbecue. That's the two words for the day?
Indeed.
Wow. That's pretty good. We're going to have to talk about that in a little while. Two things I want to cover today right now before, because then we have a special guest who's coming in, because we always have special guests because we're special.
We have a secret mystery guest on Monday, too.
You know, I got a lot of different guests. Oh, you know what? That's right. Are we doing, can we say who that is?
We can. It's booked. It's solid, so we can say it.
Well, we think this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, but Weird Al Yankovic.
It's Vic.
I can't call him Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, you can. Go ahead.
Okay. Weird Al is going to be on our show on Monday. Isn't that amazing? Weird Al.
It's great.
That's going to be fun.
I've loved his music for 30 years of making fun of people's music, and he's made $1 billion off of it.
This guy should be like one of my biggest heroes ever, really, if you think about
it. Oh, totally.
Because it's like, come on. He's making fun of other people. The Eat It one is so funny. It's just like that.
But we're going to be tag teaming that interview, so I got lots of questions for him.
Another one rides the bus. That's a great one. And then the Amish Paradise thingy. That's funny, too. All right, so there's a big hoo-ha-ha, boo-ha-ha-ha-ha. Do you know what that is? A big brouhaha.
Yeah, that's pork in your throat.
Brouhaha. No, no, no. The person that leads the Catholic Church, the title they gave him as Pope, said something, and then the media just went, oh, my goodness, they went nuts. It's like they had a sugar high. They just went crazy. And what he said was that the church should probably stop obsessing over gays and abortion. And the way the media reported it, is they were like, you know, the Pope dude says, no way, you can't, don't talk about abortion, don't talk about gay marriage, don't talk about contraception. That's not what he said. And the only reason I'm bringing that up, I don't happen to agree with all the theology that takes place out of the Catholic Church, but I'll tell you, when a person says something and they get misconstrued about it and the media picks it up and changes it, I don't like that. I don't think that's fair. So when it's not done and they get accused of it, you got to say something. You got to get something. And what the guy said was this specifically. Listen to this line. Tell me where the problem is in this line. It's not necessary to talk about all these issues all the time, thereby potentially losing the freshness and fragrance of the gospel itself. What's the problem with that statement? What's wrong with that? He's saying there is the story of how God loves us through the sacrificing work of Jesus. Can we talk about that too? I have zero problem with that. How could you have a problem with that? If all you did was talk about how what the properness of marriage is and you didn't discuss Jesus, you'd have a lot of great marriages and a lot of people going to hell. How's that going to help anybody? The way to get to heaven is not to have a proper marriage. The way to get to heaven is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, recognizing that he died for your sins and that by having faith in him, God graces you his mercy and grace so you can participate in heaven.
You know, Dave, it seems like anytime that anything refreshing, speaking of freshness, comes into the media, they have to misconstrue it because they want to make sure that they have their spin on it and that it's obviously not as grand as it what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't agree with a lot of things that are coming out of the Catholic Church. Let's just be honest. You guys know me pretty well. But there's no change in their doctrine. They're not taking another position. You know what the Pope said? He said, don't get tunnel vision. Okay. And he didn't say don't get tunnel vision towards heaven. He said don't get tunnel vision towards a social issue. Don't let that be your only thing that you do. How could anybody possibly complain about that? I am at a loss as to what was wrong with that statement. So what it tells me is some things he's going to say I'm going to agree with. Some things he's going to say I'm going to disagree with. But you know what? I have to read what he says myself. I cannot rely on anybody translating it for me or writing a headline about it. Because it's like phony. It's false. I can't stand that. Now, does that make that pretty clear?
It makes perfect sense. And yeah.
Like
I said, the media has to take things and kind of make things their own. It just baffles me.
You know, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. I think it's great that we talk about the end times, we talk about this, but we never talk about one thing other than salvation is through Christ alone. But that's at the core of everything we do. So that's different. You know, right? I mean, is that weird?
100% right.
All right. I mean, we talk about Commander Crunch here.
On no other radio show will you hear the truth about Commander Corporal Crunch.
Yeah, I'm still working on the invisible skyscraper. Just talking about that to somebody
the other day. That's a big disaster.
I mean, really. The thing about what you said the other day, what about all those people? They didn't quite get raptured.
Imagine, David, if you're an architect and you're trying to show your portfolio to your next job.
I think there's a weirdness there. I don't know. Yeah, here. Look at this is my job. I don't see anything.
Yeah, I did this 2 years ago. This is my finest work. What do you think?
I can't see anything. Exactly. Success. Anyway. All right. Let me do a quick DDD because I want to do this and then we'll go out and then we'll come in and do what you want. All right. This is called The Askers and the Givers. Do you want to write that down? The Askers and the Giver. Oh, I'm sorry. The Askers and the Giver. Sorry. I said that wrong. Here it is. Ready? Listen to this. This is it's scripture, so I want you to hear what's being said. Do not close off your ears. Do not let the devil steal it from you. We'll be talking about the devil in a little while. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 9, it says this, keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep searching and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What man among you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? All right, so now watch this. There are two types of people here. There's the asker and the giver. The askers have one very specific responsibility. You know what that is? It says keep asking, keep searching, keep knocking. Their responsibility is persistence. An asker has a responsibility of persistence. Did you get that? Keep asking, keep searching, keep knocking. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Okay, got it. So on the asker's side, that's us, we need to keep doing it. And then there's another responsibility. There's a responsibility again for the asker. Watch this, not the giver. Again for the asker, listen to the responsibility that the asking person has. What man among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Again, the asker's responsibility, watch this, is ascribing the proper disposition to the giver. In other words, you're an asker, so you keep asking. But your also responsibility is don't think of the giver as some jerky kind of human being who gives wrong things to kids. It's like if you know how to give a good gift to your kid, you have to understand God certainly knows how to give good things to his kids. So when you ask, keep on asking, and don't attribute to God that he's a lousy giver. That's what the responsibility is. God will take care of the giving part, but the asker has to be persistent and not assume that God's a tightwad. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the response. You get that? That's a pretty good one, huh? That's like, come on now. You ask. You got to be an asker. You got to ask. Keep on doing it. But you also got to attribute that God is not a tightwad. He's not going to try and make you perform a circus act so that he can answer your prayers. That's not how
just
that
like
works.
Like they always say, God will never give you anything you cannot handle.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line, folks. As an asker, you have two responsibilities. One, you keep on asking. And two, you have the right attitude and right disposition ascribing the giver. He's generous. Never forget this. God is generous. He's not the Grinch, people. Not the Grinch. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, come back, ask special guest. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. 5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power, and we'll set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at donelaw.com.
This is Chris and Terry Clark inviting you to consider Christian education and Mira Mesa Christian School.
Mira Mesa Christian School has been partnering with parents to achieve your child's full spiritual and academic potential for 33 years.
Mira Mesa Christian School is accredited through Western Association of Schools and Colleges and the Association of Christian Schools International.
We believe that God gives every student different gifts, and we work with each student to develop a biblical worldview that supports excellent character development.
Mira Mesa Christian School partners with parents, and we partner with KPRZ to offer half-price tuition.
Visit KPRZ.com to learn more about half-price tuition offered at great Christian schools throughout San Diego County.
Go to KPRZ.com and click on the half-price tuition banner today to give your child a great Christian education.
Blessings on you as you go from Mira Mesa Christian School and KPRZ.
Uh-oh, clogged drains? What now? Call Howe. Bill Howe Plumbing can unclog your drains fast, starting at only $82. Live operators can take your call anytime, day or night. So call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. In fact, if you don't know what email is, I'm very concerned. I'm very worried for you. In fact, I need to pray for you if you don't know what email is, because that's right. You don't have to have email. You just have to know what it is. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, or do what Robo Producer says to do and just put dot, dot, dot. It means nothing, but at least you're saying something, and there you are saying something about nothing, but you've said something so you can feel good about saying something, even though it's nothing, nobody cares. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's smart. That's it. Okay, quick check of the weather. Yeah, and traffic, not too bad. Traffic's not too bad. That's about as good as I get in those kind of reports. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Let's see, what do I want to do in this? You know, they've got these different things that they offer. Can I just do the straightforward thing? Let's see. The guy came to my house, was what, 7 weeks ago. He did the carpets, right? They're still clean. Not one spot has returned. It worked. That's all I care about. All the other stuff is like, whatever. I mean, the guy came. It wasn't a wet and jet. They didn't go to Stater Brothers and rent a machine and then throw some sprinkly stuff on the carpet and say, oh, look, it's clean. They came into the house. They used their Empowered Water, which is trademarked. They got everything right the way it's supposed to be. They got rid of all the spots. It looks great. They did an excellent job. The techs were polite, prompt, professional. They were totally cool. They know what was going on. That was the kind of stuff that we like. And if you want to get your carpets done, and here's the simple part, and be happy about it. These guys have a 30-day gotta love it guarantee. 4 weeks after your carpets are done, if you don't like it, you call them. Now, who is offering that? That is a good deal. 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100. Also, you can go to Zero Res San Diego. That's zeroressandiego.com, and literally go on online and order from online. The big deal is they've got their big special, and the latest special is the $119 special that they're running. So if you want to get your carpets done, you want to get them done right, you want to get them done professionally, big word there, professionally, then that's the people you want to use. And Brian came on here and kind of shared his testimony. It was pretty cool. So that stuff's awesome. Okay, so every once in a while I get the honor interviewing different people in the community. And it's my honor to have Joel Phillips here, who's the senior pastor of Escondido Christian Center. And also, you're the superintendent of the Escondido Christian School. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's me.
Wow, that's a big title. So you're the pastor and the superintendent.
I am.
So you're the pastoring, you're the super pastoring intendant?
Something like that. Okay. I feel that way sometimes.
I've actually been to Joel's church in the past. It's just an opportunity the Lord brought me there one day and said, you're going to testify here today. I'm like, okay. And so we had that opportunity to meet his dad and talk to him there. And now, and I knew that it was just before I think you were taking the position, but I knew that that was going on. I think your dad had mentioned that to me. So you're in charge of a church, which is not exactly a teeny church. No. And then you're also involved in the schooling. And what we're talking about today is the half price tuition. And for those that are like, Dave's talking about half price tuition again, there he goes. He's going on a rant. Well, when you have a Supreme Court justice say that anybody that disagrees with his position on marriage is an enemy of the human race, I feel it's my right to speak up. That's what America was based on,
that's
right?
Good connection.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, come on. That's what I want. I want the leadership telling everybody, you will think our right and you will think no other way. What? Who came up with that? Oh, I remember. I thought it was Adolf. So my response to that is I appreciate that you are putting your school in the half-price tuition. Talk to me about the school real quickly. Give me some pointers on the school.
Well, we're celebrating our 65th anniversary this year.
Wow.
And we're not a fly-by-night. It's amazing how the school has come about. There's so many stories. But I was actually able to meet and spend time with the gal that founded the school. Her name was Evelyn Thompson. Sit down and just talk to her. She was not quite as hyper as you, but she was she was just as passionate about Christian education, about training up leaders, about giving kids not only a good academic founding, but a good biblical founding as well. And we've been doing that now. And I'm more excited about the school now than I've ever been. We have the best faculty and the best administration ever that I can think of. They're passionate about families. They're passionate about our kids. They not only want to teach the kids, but they want to minister to them. And it's exciting to be a part of that.
Wow. All right. So the real powerful element in that is you guys are training future leaders in our country. And this is the point that I want to get to that's super duper duper important to me personally. The kids aren't going to school, and then they sing Bringin' in the Sheaves, and then they go and then they go just go do something else, right?
I mean, they might sing Kumbaya, but no, I don't think Bringin' in the Sheaves.
Yeah, it's probably not. We did that way long ago. But they're being taught centering around Jesus.
That's right.
All their education.
Right.
Can we talk about that for a second?
They're not only being taught that, but they're being taught the value of our country and how our country was founded on biblical values. And it's culminated in the eighth grade. They go to Washington, and they actually spend time in Jamestown, Williamsburg, and work their way to Washington, Philadelphia. And the underpinning of that trip to reinforce what they've learned sets them off for high school and college with an unbelievable biblical view of specifically America, which is, I think, so important.
Wow. What's the grades that you're working
it's
with?
It's preschool through eighth grade.
Preschool through eighth grade. And you're doing the half-price tuition. So the tuition for you guys, and you just have to forgive me because numbers are like, you know, I mean.
They are for me too.
Yeah, it's just like, listen, here's how it goes. If it was normally $5,000, it's $2,500.
That's good.
That's what you got to remember. It's okay, I got that.
Yeah.
And so you guys are offering that opportunity for kids to get that. And your school and what you guys are doing, it's a family, isn't it, in that
That's
school?
Correct.
It's a tight group, and they're loving each other and taking care of each other. The teachers are praying with the kids, that kind of thing.
They are. Yeah. They pray for the families. They pray for the children, not only in private, but they'll take time to mention them in their staff meetings. We need to pray, lift up this family that's going through a battle or whatever the situation is. So it is like a family, and you can feel that immediately just walking
on
the campus. Yeah,
that's cool. It's got to be rewarding work. It's got to be rewarding, but it's got to be challenging for you. I mean, it can't be.
Yeah,
I mean, it can't be easy.
Nothing good comes easy, and you know, the scripture just says so simply: without vision, the people perish, or without some kind of prophetic understanding. And we've had that. I've had that given to me. My dad just went to be with the Lord in January, and before he left, you know, he just reminded me, this is what God has said. Stand on that. He said it. He's faithful. You can trust him. And we've seen that come to pass more this year than probably at any other season. And we face challenges, but God's been so faithful, David, and I'm very proud to represent our not only our school, but the kingdom.
Well, let's talk about some contact points, because that becomes, to me, one of the most important elements. Contact point, the number they can reach, because they can't do anything unless they get a tour. I mean, you can't just go, oh, school. You
know? Right.
So they got to go through
the school. Tour would help.
Yeah, tour would help. unless you have a unique ability that the Lord has given you. It's a unique new spiritual gift. I can just walk by a school, and that's where I'm going. You know, it's like, hey, it can happen. So I'm not saying it can't happen.
And that has.
Yeah.
It has, but I wouldn't recommend that.
I would recommend a tour strongly. Okay. So phone number, 760-745-2071.
That's us.
Okay. So I got that right. See, when I get it
You're
right,
doing
I get
good.
It
right,
pretty good.
Good.
All right. So that's 760-745-2071. Also, the website, ecslions.org. That's now, I'm going to go out on a limb and just say ECS stands for Escondido Christian School.
That's it. Very good.
And how'd you get the Lions?
The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And that's been debated somehow here and there. But we've proven ourselves Lions on many a baseball and football field, too. In the recent future, we had some good teams. But, we like to just call ourselves the Lions.
Yeah, that's good. You know what I like about this? Because I'm from Detroit, so I'm a Detroit Lions.
All right.
So we'll
pray for you.
Yeah, you need to pray for me. I'm the only football team ever to go 0-16, and for me to go, they can't do any worse next year. All right, I want you to stick around. We're going to take a break, come back, and do a little bit more discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got more with Pastor Joel Phillips from the Escondido Christian School. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Uh-oh, clogged drains? What now? Call Hal. Bill Hal Plumbing can unclog your drains fast, starting at only $82. Live operators can take your call anytime, day or night. So call 1-800-BILL-HAL or visit billhal.com today.
The church should be a place of healing and hope, but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Anne Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people, Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know. I've been both.
And Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
This is the life. While it's hot outside, we're nice and cool in this house.
Oh, Joey, you're such a good provider. A termite's termite.
You got that, doll? Hey, chew me off a piece of that oak framing.
It could be your last meal, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. When the heat goes up outside, termites do the same as you. They move inside to stay cool, and that inside could be your home. But here at Ecola, we have ways to find and eliminate termites that are vacationing in your walls or foundation. Family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like Ecola Heat, Electrogun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, there's an Ecola truck pulling up outside.
Vacation's over. Pack up, doll.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in
San Diego.
You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my very poor Sean Connery impersonation. What can you do? Yeah, you live, you learn. Yeah, what can you do? With Pastor Joe Phillips, and the Pastor Joe is the, I want to say this right, Joel, so let me get this straight. The superintendent of the Escondido Christian School, plus the senior pastor of Escondido Christian Center. Is that correct? And you guys are, you're a good-sized church. I mean, I remember from listening to you, you guys have great teaching and great atmosphere, very comfortable, very comfortable. All right, do me a favor, get a little closer. Hey, Noah. I just want to say his mic, I'm not hearing him through the little line, so I didn't know. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead now. We want to talk a little bit about the history of the connection of the properties and how it came about, because it's kind of like, I think there's a story here.
That's amazing.
Okay, fire away.
The founder of the school, Evelyn Thompson, I mentioned a little while ago, 65 years ago, was out in East Escondido, which is a very populated area now, East Valley Parkway, but that was all just fields. And she's driving her car and felt, you know, and these are the kind of strange things that people who have prophetic edges to them say. She said, the Lord told me to pull over. She pulled over, got out of her car, went out to the field that was where she had pulled over, and the Lord said, begin to pray. So she lifted her hands and began to pray. And right when she does this, a fellow drove by and saw her out there, pulled over, you know, came out. Hey, lady, you know, are you all right? What's going on? And she said, this is going to sound silly, but God told me to pull over here and pray, and I believe he wants to give us this property for a school. The fellow said, really? Well, it belongs to me.
Wow.
And how that progressed, that man, whose last name was Bulin, was one of the wealthiest dairy farmers in North County at that time. Not only helped the church with that property, but built the church and school then on East Valley Parkway. And this is in the late 40s, no power tools, all hand tools, got all of his buddies to help, and they started the Christian school then. Jump ahead to the 70s, the school's growing, the church is growing, and Harold Wood is a pastor of the church now in the early 70s. And they needed to relocate, and he drove out now again into the country, but to South Escondido this time, and was going by a lime grove and pulled over and thought this would be a perfect place to rebuild the school and build the church. And so he just pulled over and said, Lord, this is the kind of property we need. Help us acquire something like this. And some people were at the property and saw him pulled over into their property, and they came over and said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, this is a perfect piece of property, the kind that we would like to have. And the gentleman said, well, it's not for sale. It's our property. And we're just visiting. We live in Anaheim, and we're just coming down to check on our grove, and good meeting you. And they're walking away. And then the woman that was with the wife, she turned to Pastor Wood, and she said, unless you want to build a school. And he said, that's what we need. We want to build a school. Well, their last names were Purdom. They gave the property for pennies on a dollar,
wow.
15 acres that the church was able to acquire. And by 1975, they had about 30,000 feet of facilities built, and that's where we're at now. And so every leader that's done something had something that the Lord had spoke to them, told them to do, and he proved faithful.
Wow, that's what a great story, man. Awesome. Man, yeah. Oh, man, that's cool. That just it's great because you just know anytime the Lord does anything. That's one of the things that we talk about, that's why I really am encouraged for the Christian schools. Anytime the Lord is active in people's lives and he does something, any testimony I ever hear about anything God does, I think is awesome. I think it's like the greatest thing in the world. It's like, yeah. Well, it doesn't have to happen to me. I just know that I'm working with the very same God who did this and did this and did this. It's like, oh,
why is it so hard to get an amen then?
I don't know. You know why? Because most people are going, oh, me. Instead of amen,
which
that's a truer word not spoken, huh? I mean, that, if you think about
sure.
that, yeah, for sure. Excellent story. So let's go back and recap on some of the school. The school does sports, right?
Yeah.
You guys are, is there music? Is there arts? Is there different? What is there?
We have everything. We have music, arts, science. So many of the programs that the public schools have to cut for budget reasons, we've just continued to maintain, and not only maintain, but God sent us some of the greatest instructors. We have a music instructor, Radko Filipovich, who's an absolutely gifted musician. He could be making huge, huge money with his musical gift. He's teaching kids not only to play instruments, but how to worship and how to lead worship.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That means that you got the Lord sent you people that are really, you know, that are committed to the process of advancing. So going to this school, imagine I know you're listening out there, the impact that kind of person can have on your child. Especially if your child's music oriented, or even from a sports point of view, even from a practical point of view, science point of view, and then having these teachings that there's a lot of good knowledge. But when that knowledge gets away from God, that knowledge becomes man-oriented, becomes self-oriented,
yes.
It becomes self-glorifying, and the result of that becomes at some point sin. There's just no way out of it.
That's correct.
And it's great that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was there. It's also should be remembered that there was the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. And it wasn't one or the other. It was both, and it's like, yeah. So you want to make sure that the Lord is in the middle. You want to make sure the teachings are Christ-centered, Christ-centric, and primarily because if this nation has a shot at all, it's going to be this generation that we're training right now. Because if that generation doesn't do it, see ya. That's it. I mean, I don't care. There's no way. I mean, if you've been a Christian for more than 20 years, I've only been a Christian a short time, so it's only been 35 years for me. But in the last 25 years, man, have we seen a descent into the abyss of what any kind of moral standards could be, any kind of Christian walk to be. Now, it's not even okay just to pray. It's like, really? Isn't that bizarre?
It's so true, but where Paul says where sin abounds, much more does grace abound. And I think the enemy's overplayed his hand with this generation because there's so many of them that see that even their mom and dad's values are not working. They're hypocritical in some cases, and God's reaching this new generation. And I'm seeing young leaders emerge like never before that are not only committed to doing something either academically or vocationally, they're committed spiritually. They've got God's hand on them. And that's what our school's whole mission is that we're home, school, church partners in Christian education, and we take that very seriously.
Well, from, I say from your mouth to your lips to God's ears is my prayer.
Amen.
Because otherwise, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and I know you probably get to see a little bit more on the hopeful side because you're seeing the youth and you're seeing them aspire and operate. And on my side, where I'm looking at the media and looking at all the things that are going on, I'm like going, man, I need to take a walk or something.
Well, you bring me hope.
Yeah, that's like, wow. Well, that's good. That'll bring you hope. All right. Great job, by the way. Let's just make these contact points. Make sure everybody understands. Look, if you want your child to have a Christ-centered education and you're in this area, by the way, they're at 923 Idaho Avenue. So it's in Escondido. If you have a desire and you want your child to get involved in a Christian education, and listen, don't tell me, oh, that's 10 minutes. I have to drive 10 minutes. If you're not willing to drive 10 minutes for your kids, then I'm more concerned about you than ever. I mean, that would be my first statement on that. Way to get a hold of them. 760-745-2071. That's 760-745-2071. Or go to ecslions.org. That's ECS for Escondido Christian School. Lions as in roar. So you got to be able to figure that out. ecslions.org. That's the key. And then set up a tour, get a chance to meet Joel, talk to him, find out if it's a fit. They'll find out if you're a fit. You find out if they're a fit for you. And if it's a workable thing and it works together, that's what we want. Here's the key, 50% off. That's not too shabby. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Thanks for joining me, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to do something even weirder. Why? Because we can.
But my time is finally near. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's my way. And I'm not going to hold it down no more. No, they're not going to hold me down. Because I've got faith.
I'll tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Attention KPRZ listeners. The following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait. This offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Back to the dust with thee. That's a good one. I like that one. That's a really good one. Back to the dust with thee. Got so many things going on. First of all, let me tell you that this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway is coming to the show, not next week, I think, but the week after, October 1st. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Testimonials for people just like you. You know, we just cut a new commercial for him. Did you hear that commercial? I don't know if you heard it. It's really funny because we talk about the difference between a contract roofer and a general contractor and a roofing contractor. And I said, say in the commercial, going to a general contractor for your roof as opposed to a roofing contractor is like going to your pediatrician and saying, hey, I need some brain surgery. Get that scalpel and open it up and you're done. You know, it's like, isn't that funny? That's a funny one, huh? Anyway, so the bottom line is with Excalibur Roofing, the situation is they work on new roof construction, old roof replacements, roof repairs of any kind, and everything they do, their estimates are free. Did you hear that? The estimates are free. Hello? And the bottom line, again, is they don't like that cookie cutter stuff. Well, this will work. Yeah, we'll spray this on. This will be the solution. They don't do that. What they do is the best possible roof in every individual situation, and that's what they talk to you about. And then the fact that they got tons and tons of testimony and everybody loves them, that doesn't hurt. Trust me. All you got to do is call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com and get the information there as well. Be listening for that commercial, by the way, the brain surgery commercial. Why? I don't know. It sounded funny, and when we were talking about it, it made a lot of sense. Some things when you're off the air make more sense than when you get on the air. I'm pretty sure on the air, not much makes sense. I don't know what to do about that. I was going to talk about this, but I don't want to. There's so many weird things going on, you know? Back to the dust with thee.
I do like that one.
So this is another, gotta love this. This is another, oh, we're losing our minds right here. Climate Gate 2 leaked email shows how they're struggling to deal with the warming lull in the climate change. Does this story ever go away?
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So scientists working on a landmark UN report on climate change are struggling to explain why global warming appears to have stopped. So it's not slowing down, folks. It stopped. Here's the IPCC report is expected to affirm the human link with the greatest, with greater certainty than ever, but the numbers don't show that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to stick to our story. We just have no numbers to back it up. What do you think? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to say that this is true. We just don't have numbers to prove it.
You know, it's kind of like that whole thing where the government said we didn't add any debt whatsoever to the debt scenario, but they did end up spending $146 billion more than they took in. But of course, they didn't add to the debt. They just spent $146 billion that they didn't have. See, this is my problem. I'm sorry. I got to do this. This is my problem. This is what President Obama said to America. You don't understand how the debt ceiling works.
Dum, 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 dum.
This is what it is. Watch this. Credit card companies. Tell me if this is true. Do you have a credit card? Do you have a credit card at all?
A couple, and I wish I did not.
Okay, so listen. Here, credit card company, they up your limit. Let's say your limit's $2,000. They up your limit to $2,500. Okay? All right. If you use the limit, okay, so you had $2,000. Let's say you pay it down to $1,800. Then they up the limit to $2,500. And let's say you spend more. Now you've spent $2,400 out of that $2,500. Okay? You just created more debt. If you don't understand that, get out of government. If you do not understand that you had $1,800 in debt and they increased it from $2,000 to $2,500 that you would have a credit line and you went from $1,800 to $2,400.
That's more debt.
That's more. You owe more. You see, that's like, it's like one more.
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
Get it? You don't understand the debt ceiling. Let's see. You're borrowing even more beyond your credit limit. You're getting a higher credit limit and you're spending more of it, so we're increasing the debt. I get it. It happens every day. It's not a good idea.
Dum, 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 dum.
All right, so listen to this. In the next segment coming up, we've got a special treat for you. We had some people come in this afternoon for San Diego Restaurant Week, right? Do you want to say, do you remember the restaurant? Do you remember the restaurant?
Yeah, it should be called Yummy.
Yummy. I was trying to get a hold of my wife because I was going to tell you don't have to cook because I'm bringing some at home.
Cali Comfort.
Cali Comfort Barbecue is like, we had that for lunch today. Let me just say this. I'm not comatose, but
you're getting there.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So when we come back, we're going to start off with that. We're going to talk to Anthony there. And then after that interview, we're going to play the Ann Graham Lotz interview because I want people to hear that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, let's hear about barbecue food. Yeah.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.